GOP senators plan to continue probe into Hunter Biden's dealings. By Harris Alic on November 16, 2020. At least two high-ranking Republican senators plan to continue investigating Hunter Biden's business dealings even should his father, former Vice President Joe Biden, take office in January. Senators Ron Johnson, RY, and Chuck Grassley, RYA, who authored a report earlier this year detailing the potential conflicts of interest between Hunter Biden's foreign ties and his father's political influence, will keep pursuing the matter after the new Congress takes office next year. Johnson, who currently chairs the Senate's Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, has begun telling news outlets that he will not turn a blind eye to recent revelations about the Biden family just because the 2020 election had passed. Tony Bobulinski coming forward, the computer being revealed, the FBI possibly starting an investigation, Johnson told The Hill over the weekend. We had a hard enough time getting what evidence we got to even write a report. And then all of a sudden our report sort of opened up this logjam. I'm very confident there are probably more financial transactions that will probably be revealed, the senator added. Similarly, Grassley, who currently chairs the Senate Finance Committee, has asked the Department of Justice, DOJ, in recent days to make public any documents pertaining to Hunter Biden's overseas interest. The Iowa lawmaker, specifically, has asked Attorney General William Barr whether any member of the Biden family sought guidance on whether their international business ventures complied with the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Although both Grassley and Johnson are set to leave their current chairmanships in January, they plan to continue looking into the Biden family from other perches within the United States Senate. Provided that Republicans retain control of the chamber, Johnson will use his position as the incoming chairman of the Homeland Security Committee's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations to keep his probe going. Grassley, likewise, will rely on his status as the incoming chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Last month, Tony Bobulinski, a one-time business associate of Hunter Biden, came forward to accuse the former vice president of lying about his involvement in his son's dealings. Bobulinski claims that he met the Bidens in 2017 and became involved in a venture with Hunter and the former vice president's younger brother, James. Since coming forward, Bobulinski has agreed to cooperate with the Homeland Security Committee. Bobulinski also told the Sinclair Broadcast Group in late October that he was interviewed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, regarding Hunter's tenure on the board of directors of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian natural gas conglomerate.